Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and welcome back to the second part of Swing Time for today, Tuesday, the 12th of August, 2025. It's good to have colleague John Yule back in harness again, and indeed, I thought it appropriate to offer him a sort of celebratory welcome back, albeit heavy on the improvisation, less presentation on the simple melody, When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again, from Jimmy Smith on organ, Quentin Warren guitar, and Donald Bailey drums. That was recorded in the Van Gelder studio in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, on the 4th of January 1960. When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again, hurrah. Well, having got that over with, I hope that John appreciated his warm welcome today. But I'm going to continue with another keyboard man. And this is Duke Pearson. His dates were 17th of August 1932 to the 4th of August 1980. So next week would see a kind of a welcome and a goodbye to Duke Pearson. Around 1959, he moved from Florida to New York, and eventually he was found in the company of such as Donald Byrd and Pepper Adams. In New York, he also acted as a record producer for Blue Note record label, and that was between 1963 and 1970, and also led a big band, which at the time rivaled that of the Thad Jones Mel Lewis big band. Here, though, in trio form, he plays his own composition, which is called Say You're Mine. Duke Pearson on piano, Thomas Howard on bass, Lex Humphreys on drums. Recorded in New York City on the 1st of August 1961. Say You're Mine. Thank you. That was Say You're Mine, a composition of Duke Pearson. New York City is without doubt the most frequently mentioned location on Swing Time, and certainly jazz fans have much to be grateful for from the Big Apple. This brief description of part of the fabric of the city also has done its much to assist us in our enjoyment. The track is The Sidewalks of New York, and it's played here by Cannonball Adderley and Milt Jackson. Cannonball Adderley, alto, Milt Jackson, of course, vibes, Wynton Kelly, piano, Percy Heath, bass, and Art Blakey at the drums. Recorded in New York City, quite probably by Rudy Van Gelder, on the 28th of October 1958. The Sidewalks of New York. Thank you. And off they go, shuffling down the pavement. Three contrasting vocals now. Despite feeling that you have a reasonable understanding of the recorded work of a particular musician, there is always something which comes along as a surprise. Such is the case with me. Regarding the first of my vocals, this is Helen Merrill. Not previously known to me, I discovered this next track on a compilation album of female vocalists. The big surprise is that the arranger on this track is Gil Evans. Certainly, when you hear it, I think you will, you might agree that Gil Evans' work on this is not your normal quality of accompaniment for a vocalist, even of Helen Merrill's stature. The track is called "Any Place I Have." Sorry, "Any Place I Hang My Hat Is Home." And the lineup on here, and there is an abundance of clarinet players, one way and another, I should tell you, is Ellen Merrill vocal, of course, Jimmy Nepper trombone, Wally Kane on bass clarinet, Danny Banks on clarinet and bass clarinet, Phil Bodner, flute, bass flute, and clarinet, Jerry Dodgian on soprano, Chris Hunter, flute, oboe, and alto, Steve Lacey on soprano, playing some superb music behind Helen Merrill here, Gil Goldstein on piano and keyboard, Buster Williams on bass, Mel Lewis drums and percussion, and as I mentioned, Gil Evans, arranger and conductor. It was recorded in New York City on the 29th of August 1987. "Any Place I Hang My Hat Is Home."
That's my style. How'd you do me? Watch me smile. Fare thee well, me, after a while. 'Cause I gotta roam, and any place I hang my hat is home. Sweetening water, cherry wall. Thank you kindly, I am feeling fine. Kansas City, Carolina. That's my honeycomb, and any place I hang my hat is home. In the trees, pick up and go, and the going proves that's how it ought to be. I pick up too when the spirit moves me. Cross the rowdy stranger, so long friend. There's a voice in the lonesome wind that keeps whispering, roam. I'm going where a welcome mat is, no matter where that is. 'Cause any place I hang my hat,
don't you shine, start with your shoes. Shine each place up, make it look like new. Shine your face up, I want to see you wear a smile or two. Why don't you shine your these and those? You'll find everything gonna turn out right fine. Folks will shine up to you. Everybody's gonna howdy do to do you. You'll make the whole world shine. Oh, chocolate drop, that's me. 'Cause why?
My hair is curly.
Man's got curly hair.
Now just because my teeth are pearly.
Also got pearly teeth.
Just because I always wear a smile.
Oh, keep on smiling.
Like to dress up, babe, in the latest style. 'Cause I'm glad I'm living. I take these troubles all with a smile. Now just because my color's shady.
Use a shady baby.
That's the difference, maybe. why they call me
ba ba biddy 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 Shine away your blueses. Shine, start with your shoes. You'll make the whole world shine.
After Helen Merrill, a vocalist who perhaps we don't immediately think of as a jazz singer. This may be the case, but the old groaner, throughout his career, did associate with jazz musicians, frequently of top quality. For example, in Bing Crosby's very early days, he had a clause in all his recording contracts that the guitarist on whatever date should be Eddie Lang, as it was, as you'll hear in a moment. Sadly, of course, Eddie Lang died at a very young age. The recording with the Mills Brothers, the one we've just heard, was done with no rehearsal, just a verbal arrangement, you do this and we'll do that kind of approach. And equally, it has to be acknowledged that all singers who sang with Bing always remarked on his easygoing approach to the session. And I have to say that when you hear him with people like Louis Armstrong, it is a kind of relaxed sort of atmosphere that pervades through the record. So, on Shine, which was recorded in New York City on the 29th of February 1929, we had Bing Crosby, the Mills Brothers, who were brothers John, Harry, Donald and Herbert, Frank Guarente, a trumpet player who crops up a lot in early white jazz, but doesn't seem to get the kind of acknowledgement that I think he deserved. Will Bradley, of later Boogie Woogie fame, was on trombone. Les Dyer, alto. Benny Kruger was the alto and leader of the group. Max Farley on tenor, who had a hit record, The Music Goes Round and Around. Joe Mesilsiki on piano. Eddie Lang guitar, as I mentioned. Hank Stern bass and Larry Gomez on drums. That was Shine by Bing Crosby and the Mills Brothers. Another popular singer, mixed with some very, very important jazz men, rather later than the 1930s date we've just heard. This was Frankie Lane with a group that was called Buck Clayton's Orchestra, and it has to be said that there were some really top-notch musicians here. That Old Feeling is what we're about to hear. Frankie Lane with Buck Clayton and his orchestra. Frankie Lane vocal. Buck Clayton trumpet, leader and arranger. Ray Copeland trumpet. Herbie Green trombone. Hilton Jefferson alto. Bud Johnson and Nick Nicholas on tenors, Dave McRae baritone, Sir Charles Thompson at the piano, Skeeter Best guitar, Milt Hinton bass, and Joe Jones at the drums. Recorded in the CBS studios on 30th Street, New York City, on the 24th of October 1955. Here is another pop singer with a leading jazz group.
Last night I started out happy. Last night my heart was so gay. Last night I found myself dancing in my favorite cabaret. You were completely forgotten, just an affair of the past. Then suddenly something happened to me, and I found my heart beating oh so fast. I saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came in sight, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my lonely heart stood awfully still. Once again I seemed to feel that old yearning, and I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old feeling is deep in my heart.
Charlie.
the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old feeling.
You are listening to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here, your presenter for the second hour of the show. A memory now, as an interval, for a previous season of this year. Echoes of Spring. The composition, and played by Willie the Lion Smith, recorded again in New York in February 1939. Echoes of Spring. When Woody Herman formed the band we are about to hear, his instruction to the publicity people was, don't give it a number, for example, the second herd or third herd, just call it the swinging herd. In the event, it became one of Herman's classic bands, on a par with the first and second herds. My selection for from the album Woody Herman 1963 is a composition by Joe Newman, And the soloists we hear are Sal Nistico, tenor, Bill Chase on trumpet, and Woody Herman on clarinet. The rest of the group have names which don't ring too many bells, but Jake Hanna is the drummer, Chuck Andrus, long associate of Herman, is on bass, and the arranger and pianist is, as you might expect, Nat Pierce. This is Joe Newman's composition, More Lasses.
Thank you.
Woody Herman. According to the sleeve, 1963, but actually recorded in October 1962. As usual, time marches on. So I am really obliged to close down the show for today. In any event, this is Mike Coates saying thank you for listening to both John and myself today. We do both hope that you've enjoyed our selections and you found something of interest in the music presented. We hope to be back next week with more examples of jazz, swing and blues music. And if you are a newcomer to our programme, it is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We are here every Tuesday from 1 till 3 p.m. And, of course, do take care out there. We're going out with some John Coltrane, but not a band that's led by Coltrane. This is a Paul Chambers group with a John Coltrane composition. Nita. ¶¶